And the screen just blinked out.
No, it says Bradley is recording call. All right, we're podcasting. Welcome, everyone, to the Tiny Pee Pee Brigade podcast. I'm your host, Big Pimp King Killer 69 at gmail.com, here with Bradley B. Bridges. Incorporated. Bradley B. Bridges Incorporated.
I didn't hear well part of what you said. I was being distracted by a three-year-old.
Don't worry about any of it. I'd like to give a big shout-out to all our viewers out there. Thank you for making this podcast happen. To our number one sponsor, in fact, our only paying sponsor, Veggie Itch. Veggie Itch. If your giant is itchy, don't get bitchy. Send your husband to the store to pick up some Veggie Itch. Also, our non-paying customer.
There's a Ben.
Chocolate. Yay! We got a Benjamin in the picture. Hey, Benjamin! For those watching us on YouTube, Bradley B. Bridges' son, Benjamin, has decided to join us. He too, wants you to know that Veggie Itch is the number one female hygienic cream. Do not get itchy. Get Veggie Itchy.
For the record, I'd like to point out that I don't think that's even a real company, and they're definitely not paying us.
They're only paying sponsor, Veggie Itch. Don't get bitchy, get Veggie Itchy.
Who's that?
Well, now that we got a three-year-old on the podcast, we got to calm it down a little bit, slightly. We can't talk about everything we want to talk about, but we will. No, he's three. I think I know how old my nephew is. Thank you. I've got a woman in the background trying to articulate me because she's very petty. I like to call my wife Tom Petty.
Oh, we're not going to start that again, are we?
We're going to start that again. But, well, I can't even go there. I want to go there. I really do. I want to tell everybody how well Veggie Itch really works. But our number one sponsor will not let me talk about it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think if I was a sponsor for this show, I think I would pay us to not advertise the product.
I'm getting paid.
Not be associated with this. Veggie Itch
pays us good money. Also, I want everyone out there to know that starting tomorrow, me and Bradley B. Bridges are going to start up GoFundMe account. It's going to be GoFund Tiny Pee Pee Brigade. I don't really know how it works. I'm going to look it up. But look up GoFundMe Tiny Pee Pee Brigade. You'll find us on there somehow. I don't really know anything about it, but somebody told me about it earlier today, and it sounded like a good idea. We do need money because we are going to start selling our own coronavirus test kits. Now, legally, I'm obligated to let you know the disclaimer. The corona test kits are actually just Q-tips you shove up your nose and then immediately throw in the trash can. They will not tell you if you have coronavirus or not, but we're offering them at a discounted price during these trying times of coronavirus.
Oh, this definitely sounds like a bad business venture. You know, like I can only see half your face. I don't know what you can see on your screen, but I'm only looking at like, if this is going to work on YouTube, I'm only looking at the bottom half of your face.
We got another child in the room. My son's joining me. I'm going to let everybody watching on YouTube, that's called Ryan. He likes to hang out and do stuff.
Yeah! Hi! He didn't want to be associated with this either.
No, I mean...
No, my dad!
He plays Big Little Planet, hangs out. We are broadcasting live from Bradley B. Bridges Reloading Room, and my wife is nice enough to loan us use of the nail room behind me here. If you need your nails done or you need some bad BS, she is the number one source of both things.
Oh my God!
You can get either one here.
Oh, I got out of hand there for a second. What was going on over there?
Crazy. I mean, that's a tiny baby red. You never know what's going to happen here. We got Corona test kits. We got bad GS. We got nails. We got little toddlers running around. It's fun. It's a good time. We're hanging out. We're doing our thing. We got a little drunk. We talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people want us to address the coronavirus because we're both medical doctors.
Yeah.
But me and Bradley B. Bridges decided to keep this
obligated right now because neither one of us are doctors.
We're both medical doctors, and you can receive your medical corona test kits by emailing us at bigpimpkingkiller@gmail.com. We took the pimp in off because that's another story. I'll get into it later. Why are you derobing me, son? Do not derobe me during the podcast.
We should tell that story. Matter of fact, we should get Jamie involved in telling this story because you guys explained it to me yesterday.
Full disclosure. We tried to create Big Pimpin' KingKiller 69@gmail.com. It's still under investigation if that Gmail actually exists or not. But I know that I was very drunk when I tried to create it. And I could not remember my password for Big Pimpin' KingKiller69@gmail.com. So I don't know how many of you out there in the world have ever tried to recover a password for a Gmail account. It is practically impossible unless you are Stephen fucking Hawking. You cannot figure it out. If you're an electrical engineer that works at Google, they will not tell you a fucking thing. They think that you're a terrorist and you want to blow up the World Trade Center for a second time if you try and get your fucking password back. I'm a goddamn American citizen. I fucking love this country. These motherfuckers wouldn't tell me shit. I called them 10 fucking times trying to get my fucking Gmail back.
Let's hear about the phone call, the last one specifically.
I called them Google. After calling Google about 10 times, I'm like, Google, what do I got to do to get my password? Well, we won't give a password out over the phone. I'm talking this automated bitch. Blah, 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 same old speech. So I'm like, okay, bitch, I got your fucking game. I said, Google, I got a Google Pixel 2 phone that's not working, and I need technical support. Let me talk to someone, please. Google said, okay, sir. You got our phone? I'll put you right through to a live person right now. Put me on the phone with this woman. This was the most beautiful, sensual woman I've ever talked to in my life. She was perfect. In every which way, she might have been a robot.
I'm not sure, but I know I fell in love with this Google representative.
She said to me, I got on the phone. I said, ma'am, I know I told you I have a Google Pixel 2. I know I told you I have a problem with my Google Pixel 2. Truth is, I lied to you. I blatantly told you a batshit crazy lie just so I could talk to a real fucking person and not this automated fucking system. I need help recovering my password. She says, sir, that's a little bit out of my realm. That's not something I generally cover. But because you are so wonderfully handsome and your voice is so sexy,
Mike,
I will.
What are you leaving?
What? This is how I remember it.
You remember this?
That's how I remember it perfectly.
Well, Now that we got Jamie in the room, I like the way Jamie tells the story. Because she told me this.
You stay here and tell the story. Okay, I won't. Sit in that chair.
I want to hear Jamie's rendition of the
spring. She's going to tell a story. I have a gun pointed at her. Don't worry about it. Go.
Go.
violent. Like, I don't think this room's ever had a gun pointed at him before.
You're yelling out here at obscenities. Your story's really angry.
It's not angry.
It wasn't an angry story.
I was in love. She
you
was in love.
In love.
I was in love. There was a lot of love.
Well, there was. There really was.
All right, tell the story.
Okay, Mike made an email, or he thought that he made an email under Big Pimp and King Killa 69 at gmail.com, which he thought made sense.
Which is simple thoughts for some reason, but that's a different part of the story.
What? Yeah. Colt, I can't. I'm playing Big Little Planet. This is we're at a good spot here where we have to jump and catch things.
Full disclaimer, I drank this entire handle of Jim Beam. But luckily I've got this other handle of Jim Beam that's
you
not open
not,
yet.
But my,
God damn it, don't talk to me.
You are drinking a lot though.
No.
Okay.
Put down on the Jim Beam for a minute and let's focus on the podcast and task at hand. So we're telling a story.
All right, let's tell the damn story.
So after a long time, don't turn it around.
Tell the goddamn story.
Okay, but after a long time of being on the phone with this woman, she's like, sir, you know, I'm trying to tell you that you never made that email. And he's like, what? Mind blown. And he was spelling it wrong the whole time, which made it even more ridiculous because he couldn't even spell it right. He kept singing. He kept singing King. Instead of it being Big Pimpin' King Killa, it was Killa Killa. He didn't know what he was talking about. I don't know if he was drinking that day or not.
Oh, man.
It was a mess, but yeah, there is no email under Big Pimp and King Killa 69 at gmail.com, and that's the end of it. That was ridiculous. That was like a whole Sunday afternoon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, trying to figure out his email address.
Now Mike told that he has a Google Pixel phone. Now, I do want to give a shout-out to the Google Pixel XL, because that's what I'm on. That's what I'm filming this on now. And
that's what I have.
Yeah. I love the Google Pixel XL. I have dropped this phone like a bajillion times, which I don't recommend testing this out, but the back end of it's all spider-web. This thing's missing chunks. It's destroyed. Phone still works perfectly. So Google Pixel XL, they know how to make a tough-ass phone.
I've never dropped mine, and it's still perfect, but I've had it for almost 2 years.
And yeah, I don't know how
Recording the calls. We are back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Sometimes when you get women involved, that kind of stuff happens. If your wife's getting bitchy, get bad, you're itchy.
So let's calm down. So if anybody hasn't figured this out yet, Vaggie Itch isn't a real sponsor. So, but
you can be a sponsor. I would like to let everyone out there know you can be a sponsor by going to the Tiny Pee Pee Brigade GoFundMe account that we're going to create tomorrow as soon as we figure out what the fuck a GoFundMe account is.
You know, I think GoFundMe accounts are mainly supposed to be for charities. I think that's kind of the wrong way to use a GoFundMe. I think there's other websites.
100% of the money that we get from the GoFundMe account to the Mike and Brad Don't Get Coronavirus account.
Well,
hey, we're trying to do a start to stop the threat of coronavirus.
We'll discuss it more a little bit later after we finish recording. We'll discuss the plans for funding. However,
you can always send money to our GoFundMe account, and we will put the money to get you to stop us from getting coronavirus.
which will in turn stop the spread of coronavirus. So it is a good thing. It's a charitable thing. That's a good thing. We're both working, so maybe we'll order a pizza or something. And, you know, that'll help people that are still working, too. We'll do something. I don't know what we'll do. We might just buy whiskey and get drunk with your money. But if you send it, then we'll be happy. I mean...
Well, at least you're honest about that part. We'll,
we're totally honest. Like, we're not trying to cheat anybody, quote-unquote, cheat anybody out of their money. We're just trying to get some money because Veggie-ish ain't really paying the bills.
Yeah. Well, it would help if they were an actual company.
Well, we might create Veggie-ish. It'll probably just be some crushed-up dandelions out of my yard. That's what the GoFundMe is. Vagina, but hopefully it'll stop the issue. I don't know. I mean,
that's what the GoFundMe is going to go toward, is creating Veggie Itch as a company.
That's right. Exactly. Okay, we figured it out. If you send us money, we will create Veggie Itch, and then you'll have some unitchy vaginas out there in the world. We're doing our part. And also, you can email us at bigpimpkingkiller69@gmail.com and order your corona test kits, which I am legally responsible to say are just Q-tips you shove up your nose and immediately throw away in the trash can. They will not tell you if you have coronavirus, but it is a fun way to pass the time while you're in quarantine.
And if you do notice that corona and test kit is all misspelled, that's another legal obligation. So they don't actually test for anything, but if you want to buy them, then...
Then send us money to our GoFundMe account, and we'll send you some Q-tips in the mail. They may actually have coronavirus on them. We can't legally tell you they don't, because we don't know. But for all we know, we're going to send you some clean, sterile Q-tips that may be or may not be laced with heroin and or coronavirus. I don't know. I don't know anything at this point. I've been anticipating this podcast for so long. I started drinking at noon. I haven't eaten all day, and I feel a little sick, but I'm here. That's how dedicated I am. I'm that kind of person.
Well, I'm on beer number two, so I'm not quite in the same realm. Let's talk about this week. So, since our last podcast a couple weeks ago,
in 2 weeks the world has really changed, hasn't it? I mean, two weeks ago we were debating if coronavirus was real. Now we're selling test kits. What the hell?
So, as it turns out, maybe I was wrong and underplayed how serious COVID-19 was.
You were completely wrong.
Well, it's not the first time that's happened.
She's not here. She loves me. She loves me, but I need to be quiet. Take it down a little bit. I'm too drunk. Thumbs up. Coronavirus free. That's what I took from that conversation. It was a lot of lip syncing and hand gestures, but I'm pretty sure... I live in a tiny house. I'm not like you. I don't have three bathrooms. I've got an outhouse that we go outside and piss and shit in. Someday soon, we're going to get indoor plumbing. It hasn't happened yet, but someday soon, fingers crossed, sending up the little prayer emojis, we will get indoor plumbing.
All you really need is a hole in the floor a hole in the bottom of a bowl that's attached to a hole in the floor attached to a shop vac, and you're good to go.
A hole in the floor with a hole in the bottom that's attached to a shop vac?
No, a hole in a bowl. You get yourself a bowl. Cut the bottom out. Attach it to the hole. Huh?
I can drink really major deuces when I get home from work. Like, we're talking like a foot long.
Well, you better, fork out a couple dollars for a good shop vac.
I will put the money that anyone sends us to our GoFundMe account, which we're going to create tomorrow,
towards a good shot back so I can dedicate.
You don't even need the bowl. You just take the shot back and shove the tube up your ass and shot back. It'll clean you out better than any bowl will.
All right. I feel like I should create some kind of seal, though, and with duct tape, maybe?
No, not a, you don't need a seal. You just, if you shove it up there far enough, it'll seal itself. You just got to get a big enough hose so that, you know, there's no fucking, no play once you get it up there.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, a time or two up there, and, you know, you're going to wring out the seal a little bit. I mean, let's be honest here. We've all been down that road, am I right? The shot back up the asshole?
Well, see, that's where you go out. You steal a road cone, right? Eventually, you're going to get to that point.
I don't want to go very far, right? I know where there's a bunch.
Yeah. You steal a road cone and attach it to your shot back. And, you know, at that point, if the road cone's too fucking too small for that hole, you probably don't even notice you're taking a shit anyway. It's just falling out wherever you happen to stand.
Comes right out while you're walking down the road, like, oh, maybe I should change my underwear. Oh, wait, I'm not wearing any.
Just wear a kilt everywhere. No underwear, there's nothing to it. It just drops right onto the ground.
Just drop
there.
Hey, that's what I don't want to go into too many details here, but supposedly a main event in the town which I live in got canceled because a man walked into the local Walmart. In the entryway to the Walmart, pulled down his pants and dropped a turd right in the entryway of Walmart. And that was like the final straw. That's what it took for my town to cancel an event. Like, they were okay with chicks getting naked and everything else. That it didn't matter what you did. It wasn't until somebody shit in Walmart. And that was the final straw. Like, you can't shit in Walmart. We'll allow whatever else you want to do in town to happen. But you cannot shit in our Walmart, goddammit.
They should post a sign. He might have been visiting family. He was probably from San Francisco, where that kind of thing is kind of like is acceptable. Yes.
If there's one thing I've learned from talking to you, is you can shit in the street in San Francisco, and you can jack it on the corner in San Diego. Those two things are allowed.
How about the jacking in the corner in San Diego? Been to San Diego, and I can't say that I've ever seen somebody jacking it on the corner.
You didn't see anybody jacking it in San Diego? I mean, I wrote a whole song about it because I liked it so much. Like, I'm checking it in San Diego. It's drawn out. It's not really copyrighted right now. I don't want to go into it.
It's still on the drawing board.
It's a work in progress. Like, I don't want to talk too much about it in the public. Until I get a, you know, patent on my intellectual philosophy or whatever.
I don't like that light off, man.
I don't give a fuck what you do anymore.
All right, fair enough.
Anyway, also, I would like everybody out there to know that the podcast is brought to you by Double Chocolate Twix. Running to the store to pick up your wife some badgies, itch. Pick up yourself a double chocolate Twix while you're there.
Triple chocolate, actually.
Bradley's stepping it up. When Brad Bridges goes out to pick up his Western Badger, yeah, she picks up a triple chocolate Twix. Just throw that out to the world.
Yeah, the triple chocolate, I wasn't going to talk about it. It wasn't a great experience. I felt horribly let down by the triple chocolate Twix.
Did you really? Yeah. What did they take out? Did they take out the caramel or did they take out the cookie?
No, they took out the caramel. The cookie's still there.
The caramel makes the Twix. The caramel makes the goddamn Twix. I tried to tell you that, Bradley. I tried to tell you that.
I was trying to give it a fair try. I was trying to give it a fair shot. I was wrong. Giving it a fair shot was not the right move because triple chocolate, I mean, if you love chocolate, maybe you'll like it. I didn't like it. I thought, you know, I felt I missed the caramel. It just felt like something was missing. It just ain't. Maybe I hyped it up in my own mind too much, but it was just. Yeah. But the cookie was also made out of chocolate.
Are you kidding me? They chocolatized the cookie? How are you going to chocolatize the cookie?
It cooled
That's where the triple comes in. That's where the triple comes in, Bradley.
Yeah. So it's got the chocolate on the outside that's normally there. It's got the chocolate in place of the caramel. And then it's got chocolate in place of the cookie.
Fuck that. Why don't you just eat a fucking Hershey's and be done with it?
Fuck Hershey's doesn't, I mean, it still had that cookie crunch to it, but it just just wasn't the same.
Why don't you just get an almond fucking Hershey's?
And I think
almonds are fucking chocolate almond. What, you ever thought about that? Like a chocolate almond? I don't put nuts in my mouth personally. I mean, I know some people are into that. I don't, so I never eat almond Hershey's, but a chocolate almond Hershey, where it's just like hard nuggets of chocolate inside a Hershey, so you still get the crunch, but you don't get the fucking nut. Like, maybe you want a little crunch in your mouth. You don't want so much of the nut in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Hey, what if you like both? What if you like crunchy nuts in your mouth?
If you want a crunchy nut, then you need to turn your wife on to Veggie Itch. Veggie. It's the only one that'll take that stench away from your wife's vagina.
It also, for some reason, makes your nuts crunchy, so. It's one of the side effects. Side effects may include crunchy nuts. Diarrhea and constipation at the same time.
And loss of feeling in your fingers. Yeah. I think that's important to throw out there. You may lose loss of feeling in your fingers.
And a very small margin, like almost minuscule margin of 80% may make vag actually itchier.
Yes. 80% of people may experience an itchier vaggy than to begin with, but we do suggest you at least try it. It is a suppository. You just stick it up there and forget it's even there.
I don't think that's the way suppositories work.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, we'll give it a shot. Veggie-ass. That'll be the new product. The Veggie-ass suppository. For the itchy-ass.
Veggie-ass suppository. Is your butthole a little itchy? Try assy-itch. From the makers of Veggie-ass. Only for everyone.
Yeah. Side effects of the Veggie-ass suppository may include
nausea,
constipation, sometimes diarrhea, and only 99% of cases experience full-blown AIDS.
Huh. Yeah, I can see that because, I mean, we are going to outsource this to fucking Wuhan, China, so you may get AIDS and or coronavirus. Although they seem to be doing a lot better with their coronavirus down there.
Well, he decided to go with India instead of China in light of recent things. Although, you know, we may need to rethink our primary ingredient being HIV.
We're going to cut back on the HIV. We're going to add a little more Vaseline to make it easier going in.
You know, well, I mean, it's kind of too late now. It's in production, and it wasn't originally supposed to be HIV as the main ingredient, but due to a typo in the shipping documents, so
they have a problem. We said HPV, and who would have known somebody in India would take HPV to mean HIV? Like, we didn't want to make people really sick, just kind of sick where they would get cancer.
I don't really blame Indian people. I was a little drunk when I typed up the invoice, so that might have been my fault.
It might have been. And plus, you know, I mean, God bless the people in India, but I don't know how much they really get what we were going for. They did test it on elephants, which was, I know you and I were both opposed to, because we're like, you know, like an elephant's ass is a lot bigger than a human's ass. So I'm pretty sure the elephant didn't even know it was going in there.
The first shipment, when it came in, we actually had to send back and have them start cutting the pills down a little smaller.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, fuck, they were like a foot wide. I mean, what? Like, who's going to stick that up their ass? We're not dealing with fucking Charlie Sheen here. We're dealing with normal people.
Oh. All right, I think enough about vag itch and vag ass.
Yeah, enough about that. Now, on to real subjects.
Let's talk about the past week. How have things been in DeCoin for the past week?
What's been going on my location like that? Come on, Bradley.
Oh.
Why are you still scoring down?
Oh, fuck. Technical difficulties. Yeah, anyway.
How are things in DeCoin? What's been going on aside from people shitting in Walmart and canceling events?
No, I mean, that happened a couple years ago.
Oh.
Like many years ago.
Well, give me some recent news in DeCoin. What's happened to...
Recent news in DeCoin is pretty much normal. Business is normal here. Toilet paper is a little scarce. I don't really care because I never used it anyway. But I will say it's a little scarce. Coronavirus test kits are in low supply. That's why we started our own company for that. We already covered that. I bought a bunk bed for $30. That's pretty fucking cool. Like, I didn't need it. I just saw it, and I was like, wait a minute. Is this bunk bed really $30? I even went and found a Walmart employee, and I was like, hey, is this bunk bed $30? And he was like, dude, this bunk bed is $30. I was like, dude, I don't need a bunk bed. I have absolutely no use in my life for a bunk bed. But if you're going to sell me this bunk bed for $30, I'm going to buy that motherfucker. And he was like, fucking right, dude. That bunk bed's $30. And I was like, yeah, dude, $30.
Now you got a $30 bunk bed sitting in your house that you have no use for.
No use whatsoever. I mean, I don't have anywhere to put it. My four-year-old wanted me to set it up in the middle of the living room. But I still wouldn't have any mattresses for it. I mean, it's just the bunk bed. It's no mattresses included. And he thought that all this... They show a nice picture of, like, a room with a bunk bed in it. And it's got shit hanging on the walls. And it's all cool looking. Like, it's, like, a cool place to chill. And he's like, open that bunk bed up and let's get that picture out and hang it on the wall. I'm like, dude, the picture doesn't come with the bunk bed. If you could read... You'd read the fine print that says display is not included with bunk bed, but you can't read it because you're only four. And so, yeah, we don't really have that picture. But it'd be cool if we did. I get where you're coming from. And I really want to set this bunk bed up in the living room because that would be cool too. But my wife's all pissed because she's like, why in the fuck did you buy a bunk bed? And I'm like, why the fuck would I buy a bunk bed? It's motherfucking $30 at Walmart. Like, the fuck? Who passes that up?
Yeah, but I asked you to open it because I didn't believe there was a bunk
bed. Oh, yeah. She thought there was hubcaps in there. I'm like, bitch, tiny pounds. Why the fuck do you think there's hubcaps in the fucking bunk bed box? Because I told her, I was like, I'm going to Walmart to pick up some hubcaps for your car. Because I ordered hubcaps online. And I was like, I got to go pick up these hubcaps, this whatever. While I was there picking up the hubcaps, I saw this $30 bunk bed. I'm like, goddamn right, I'm buying that $30 bunk bed. Because who the fuck wouldn't buy a $30 bunk bed?
Did you come back with the hubcaps?
No. That's the hubcaps. You just went and picked up. And this box is fucking 4 feet tall and weighs 90 pounds. That's the hubcaps you picked up. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? That's not motherfucking hubcaps. I bought a bunk bed.
Oh,
damn, you're turning me off.
Did you pick up the hubcaps?
And when she turns me on, I like to slap a little badgie itch on there. Just because it takes away the itch and the stink. Badgie itch. The number one product for female hygiene.
May include HIV.
May or may not include HIV. Disclaimer. Also, look us up on tinypeepbrigade.com/BigPimpKingKilla69@gmail.com for your Corona test kits. We will send them to you expedited shipping. We know you need them. You know we know them. They are just Q-tips you shove up your nose and then immediately throw in the trash, but we will send them to you expedited shipping. for the low, low price of $49.99 per kit.
Per Q-tip, actually.
Per Q-tip.
We are legally obligated to say that these, you know, test kits don't actually work.
They do not work. They do not do anything. You will not know if you have coronavirus or not. Do not believe a single thing we say. We are medical doctors, but we are not trained physicians in the coronavirus.
We have as much medical expertise as a fucking a smartphone that's not connected to the internet.
But we did create Vagia, so we're getting somewhere.
All right, so back to this past week.
I don't really want to talk about coronavirus anymore. I'm tired of coronavirus. I think we should focus on how to start a successful podcast. Me and you.
We're not that successful.
I just want our listeners out there to know. Me and Bradley B. Bridges started a podcast, June last year?
I have no idea. Yeah, it was last year.
Doesn't matter. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months ago. However long it's been. We literally have 30 views on Anchor because we started our podcast. 30 motherfucking views. Now, we're really taking off with this motherfucking shit. We are podcast fucking pioneers. We're starting a new trend. We are on top of our shit. We're on the peak of our game. We're like the best of the best. But Joe Rogan got shit on us, is all I'm saying.
Don't stop you at best of the best. Because all the evidence you brought forth at the beginning of that statement with we started this 7, 8, 9, 10 a year ago, and we have 30 views. None of that supports any of what you said afterwards.
People love us. It's been proven that people love us. They want Vagias. They want Corona test kits. They want us to carry the motherfucking plane to the fucking snowflakes.
We're not even starting that again. All right, so one thing I did want to discuss, I want to talk about some of my adventures in the past week.
Okay. What have you been doing in the past week? Did you contact anyone with coronavirus in the past week?
Not that I'm aware of. But I did reload some ammo. I finally got some powder for my 45s. I got a nice, fun little reject here. I don't know if you can actually see that. But
nobody cares about this, Brad. I don't know why you bring this up.
Well, I find it funny because I got a few of them that it's become a habit of mine is not checking the brass size before I start just reloading. So
oh, you're fucking shit the money, bad, my friend.
Yeah. Well, it works out in most cases, but this time it didn't work. Well, so I got a few that don't want to feed right. I got a whole handful of them I gotta redo. I also did some work to the bike. That one I did right, but. So, I had some 8-inch risers. I won't talk about this. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna bring you out to the garage with me. We'll talk about the bike.
Oh, fuck, Bradley.
Take a field trip out to the garage and see this sexy ass Harley right here. So, 2018 Street Bob. When I bought her, she had these 8-inch risers on her. So I didn't think those handlebars were up high enough. So I decided I'm going to buy 10-inch risers.
Anybody who's listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts
All right.
Any of those things, so, you can check out our YouTube video. We're at tinypppbrigade.com/YouTube/fuckyourself. .com. Check us out so you can see what Bradley's talking about and boring everybody with his nonsense.
Anyway, no, you'll get a kick out of this. Okay. I go to Amazon first because I don't want to pay Harley prices for Harley parts because
right.
I'm cheap like that. know. Well, so I go to Amazon.
Especially in these times of coronavirus.
Yeah. Everybody else was panic buying toilet paper. I was panic buying motorcycle parts.
Well, fuck yeah. Because when the apocalypse comes, do you really want to be riding your Schwinn? Come on, people.
You're back to where I can only see like half your face again. But anyway.
Because I'm bored because I get all drunk and excited and I'm like, yeah. But then like, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, I got to stay back here or people won't know. We got to put a face on Vagy-ish. And I want to be that face of Vagy-ish.
All right, enough about Vagy-ish. I'm going to talk about this motorcycle and the silliness that happened in the past. This actually happened over the past couple of weeks. All right, so first I order my risers from Amazon. Looks like they fit. I give them a try. Get them home, get them out of the box. Motherfuckers don't fit. Bolt pattern's way off, so I got to send them back.
Amazon. Fuck Amazon. Look, here's Amazon. Oh, fuck you, Amazon. Jeff Bezos can suck my dick.
I know. Amazon's pretty awesome in this way. Let's wait till you hear this part of the story.
All right. Maybe he can suck my balls. I don't know. We'll wait till the story ends.
The return policy is pretty awesome with Amazon because all I had to do was go online and tell them I'm sending it back, and then I just drop off the parts at UPS store. I don't even have to have them in a fucking box. They just take.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that's because UPS is cool. Jeff Bezos, as of this point, can still suck my dick. He's not licking the balls. If it gets a little better, maybe Jeff Bezos can lick my balls. But as of right now, he's stroking the shaft. He's swallowing the gravy. All
right. Anyway, all right. Back to I find a website that's got them. Got the risers that fit because I couldn't find them on Amazon. So I order them. You know, I click on the wrong shit. When they get here, these motherfuckers don't fit.
Fuck me. Fuck Jeff Bezos.
This other company that I bought them for, the company was Bunking.com. So I sent those back.
Bunking?
Bunking. Bunking.
But this motherfucker stole my fucking web domain.
Well, I sent those back. Not quite as awesome as a return policy, but, you know, they did take the parts back. I had to pay for shipping on that one, so I was out of the money.
Fuck Bum King. No, I'm saying it. I'm saying it right here. You heard it first on Tiny PP Brigade. Fuck Bum King. First of all, they stole my fucking domain name. I was going to make that next.
B-U-N-G, Bum King.
Oh, well, that's a little better.
Yeah. So anyway,
the Bum King at kingcatalogtimbreedingequipment.com.
Yeah, the mistake was online. I'll admit fault on that. I ordered the wrong fucking part. So I go on their website. I find the right part. I order that. And like 2 days later, I have the part. So they got to me pretty quick. And it really only took me, this wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. It really only took me one evening to get them put on. So I don't know if you saw that before, but there's the risers the bike came with. And then there's the risers now. So it's up about 2 inches higher.
Yeah.
And it's about the same, I guess maybe about an inch further back. But, yeah.
And once again, I would like to say, anybody who is listening to us online, if you're just listening to us, check out Tiny PP Brigade. On YouTube, you can see exactly what Bradley B. Bridges is talking about.
All right. So anyway, that's been my last couple of weeks is dealing with trying to put risers on the motorcycle. It's a lot more comfortable. 2 inches makes a big difference in the –
Yeah, that's what my wife said when she got with that black guy.
All I needed was 2 more inches. Story of my life.
Oh, fuck. My wife would kill me if she knew I said that, so let's keep it between us, you, me, and the podcast world.
Oh, man, I'm out of beer. Anyway.
What are you – okay, 808. What kind of beer – describe the beer you're drinking, because I think the listeners out there want to know about California beer. What is 808?
805.
What are the fine notes of 808?
805? I don't know. It's beer. I'm not really a connoisseur of alcohol. I'm just, you know, it's beer. I enjoy, you know, the The flavor doesn't disgust me, and it doesn't give me a headache right off the bat.
Okay. So when you take a sip, do you get notes of like I imagine people in San Francisco like to smell their own farts and drink and drive hybrids. You get a condescending San Francisco aftertaste, or do you get a more down-to-earth, mellow, I jacked it on the corner, San Diego aftertaste?
Let me see. I'm not really sure. It's more of a it's beer that's not disgusting aftertaste. I don't know what to tell you about it. I don't know. It's got a strong flavor without being fucking disgusting. Like, it's not that Foster's garbage.
Fuck Foster. Anything that comes from down under. If I want to go down under, I want to go to the fucking taco truck and get me a fish taco.
Now,
once again, bringing up veggie cell. Like, if it tastes like fish taco, you need veggie cell.
Everybody I've talked to that's actually gone to Australia basically says in most bars you'll probably get your ass kicked if you order fucking Foster's in Australia.
Are you serious?
They don't drink that fucking garbage in Australia.
Well, fuck no. What do they drink, Guinness?
I don't know what the fuck they drink. They fucking...
Well, you're not helping our fucking listeners anything. What if somebody's pointing at a stripper in Australia? They're like, hey, wait a minute. COVID-19 got them flies down, dog. I'm going to Australia. We need to help our listeners out.
Anybody
that knows what they drink in Australia, please email us at bigpimp.com. No, wait. I'm fucking it up again. Bigpimp69.
You can't even tell what the fucking email is, or you want them to come. Oh,
it's KingKillerBigPimp69@gmail.com. Please email us and let us know what they drink in Australia. We really want to know. I want to know personally. I know the world wants to know. We have over 1,000 listeners, maybe it's 30. I can't really say for sure, but I know that people do sometimes, occasionally, once in a while, accidentally click on our link. They might want to know. They probably won't make it to this point in our podcast because most people are like, wait a minute, this is not what I thought I was getting into.
Well, here's what I want to know. I want to know how people found this thing. Like, what were you searching for that led you to Tiny PP Brigade?
Okay, yes, that is a good point. Please email. Okay, on the real people, bigpimpinkingkilla.com is not real. bigpimpkingkilla@gmail.com. It's real. I got it on the phone with Google. That bitch lied to me because I made bigpimpinkingkilla@gmail.com. See, I forgot 69. It's bigpimpkingkilla69@gmail.com. Please email us. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Let us know if you want us to send you a coronavirus test kit. We will send it to you for the minimum cost of $59.99. The minimum cost of $59.99, we will send you a Q-tip that you stick up your nose and immediately throw in the trash. It will not tell you if you have coronavirus, but it will give you some satisfaction knowing you did your part. And also, send us some money. Please send us some at, what is it, Bradley?
I don't know. We don't have any place to send money to yet.
We don't have any place to send that fucking money. We need it. We need it now. Please send that money.
I'm good on money right now. I'm doing, like, how are you, like, I just walked out in the garage to show what I did to a fucking overpriced motorcycle. And I don't think I can, in good faith, tell anybody I actually need money.
I don't have indoor plumbing in my house. And you want me to tell people that I don't need money?
I mean, yeah, it was on the floor, but you're just doing just fine. Who needs indoor plumbing?
You're right. You're right. Okay, we don't need money. We just like money. We like to have sex, and we like money. Okay? Those are two things that me and Bradley B. Bridges like.
I should clarify, you know how that sounds, right?
We don't like to have sex with each other, okay? It's not like that. He's too far away, even if I wanted to do it. He's way too far away. But I like to have sex with my wife only after she used that itch. That's it. The number one stench remover.
That does not actually exist.
And my wife does not actually need to use it. I need to throw that disclaimer out there before my wife kills me. She didn't want to bring up bad GH on the podcast in correlation to herself. But I did it anyway because I'm the type of motherfucker that buys a $30 bunk bed at Walmart because it's $30. I'm that kind of person. Like, if you're that kind of person, you understand where I'm coming from. If you're not, then fuck you. We don't need you on our podcast. Just send us some money at GoFundMe.TinyPeePeeBrigade.com, and it'll be fine. We'll do our part. We'll send you a Q-tip in the mail. You can stick it up your nose.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you that I contacted Feener the other day. Or actually,
Feener hit my wife up. My wife. Feener called my wife. He said, hey, what's going on with the Tiny Pee-Pee Grid? I heard they're back up and running.
Yeah, was that today?
That was today.
What? Yeah, I talked to him this morning to let him know we were going to be, like, we hadn't done an episode in a while. We were going to start one. We were going to do it again.
Don't know, Feeney is like, he's like the messiah of the Tiny Pee-Pee Brigade. He's like the top of the top. He's the king. We love him. He's the best of the best. He's the most wonderful of the wonderful. He sent us over $2 million to our GoFundMe account, which we haven't created yet.
He sent us two GoFundMe.
He's that kind of person. He was like, hey, you guys are out there sending Q-tips to people that don't really tell them if they have coronavirus or not, but you're doing it anyway. Here's $2 million to support the cause. That's the kind of person that Feener is.
All right. Anyway, Feener's good shit, though. I don't know how to do it. I'm sure there is a way we can get like a three-way call going in on Skype here.
We totally need to figure that out. That's your next step as our producer, editor, and main person. I don't want to get technical here, Bradley. But I want to call you the competent person on the job.
Well, that's why our podcast is failing so miserably. You've got to keep running fucking
this whole podcast is the whole premise of this podcast that we're doing tonight is to tell people how to start a successful podcast. That's what we've been talking about this entire evening. That's been the promise that we put out there next week. We're going to teach you guys how to make your own successful podcast. We're going to use anchor.com, which a real shout out. Hey, let's give a real shout out to Anchor.
Because they actually make it super easy to put this out there online. Without Anchor, I don't think we'd even have a podcast, to be honest with you. Without a website like Anchor, we'd have been awesome.
Anybody that wants to get online and talk about fucking stupid shit and go on about veggie itch and tell everybody to send them money on fucking GoFundMe.com because they can, because they'll send you a Q-tip in the mail and you can throw it in the trash can and it won't tell you a goddamn thing about coronavirus, but we'll send it to you. Motherfucker, I swear to God. You hit me up at Big Man King Killer, 69@gmail.com. I will send you a Q-tip in the mail. Promise. All my life. But you got to send me like $50. Because that's what it takes.
You got to send me like $50.
$50 motherfucking dollars.
Oh, minimum.
Man. That's minimum. Feeny done gave us $2 million. Feener Beaner, he's a fucking anthropologist.
But he doesn't have $2 million to give us.
He's a fucking anthropologist. What's that word I'm looking for?
Any of what you said about Feener is true, except that Feener's good shit. Feener's a good guy.
He's an anthropologist. He's a fucking anthropologist. He fucking gives money to the poor and takes from the rich and shit. Just like Brandon.
On a serious note, do you have any idea where they have the Laser and Feener show? They still have some episodes up, right?
I don't know.
Recording, and now we're good.
I really want you to know that I hate you very much. Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. We had to cut the podcast off because we had some interline intervention. It's not our fault. As a Tiny Pee Pee Brigade, we are totally committed to our viewers. We want you to send that money to our social distancing GoFundMe account. As soon as we set it up, which we're going to do tomorrow, we will set it up tomorrow. It's going to be the greatest GoFundMe account, social distancing in the world. We are very social, but we are very distant. At the very same time, Brad, you got anything you want to add to this?
Actually, I just want to get back to where we were. We were talking about getting Feener on the show. So
next week, next Saturday, I don't know what the date will be because I don't know what day it is now because I've been in quarantine for so long. I really don't know what the fuck is going on in my own life. Do you have any clue?
No idea. I haven't been in court. I've been at work every day. So. let's get back to
Corona.
We're going to have to coordinate with him a little bit and figure out a good time to get him on the Feener.
With Feener.
We're going to coordinate with Feener. We're not going to coordinate with Feener. We're going to coordinate with Feener.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Three people out there in the world. He's helping out his parents, so he's been the one making runs for them to get them stuff that they need, so they don't have to leave the house. So.
He's doing his part. We want everybody out there to know that the Tiny Peeper Brigade is very, very, very adamant that everyone do their part during this time. We want you to do your part.
You don't have to be out.
Look, America is the greatest fucking country in the United States of America. America is the greatest fucking country in the United States of America, all right? Do you understand what I'm saying, people? You got to do your part. You got to fucking self-fucking vaccinate. You got to fucking do whatever the fuck it takes.
If you gotta jack off in a pillow
12 times a day, you jack off in that motherfucking pillow 12 times a day because that's what it takes to self-vaccinate for the Corona-19 virus.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
The point here is...
The point here behind you, America. On a real note,
America, we would just like to say, as a Tiny PP Brigade, we may be tiny, we may have small peckers,
but we stand behind you, okay?
We love you. We want everybody out there to be safe.
We will send you your Corona test kit for the low, low price of $49.99.
It is just a Q-tip. Just stick up your nose and immediately throw in the trash. But if you put $49.99 into our GoFundMe account, we'll send you the Q-tip. It may or may not be laced with HIV, a.k.a. coronavirus, but we will send it to you. We love everyone out there. Let me just say, if one more person out there tells me to be safe,
I'm going to kick them in the fucking nuts.
Because I'm so sick of people telling me to be safe. Like, shouldn't you be safe every fucking day?
If you're in quarantine, you shouldn't have those conversations with people.
Exactly. Well, I'm not in quarantine because I'm considered a essential motherfucker. Whatever the fuck that means. I'm an essential motherfucker. So I got to be out there fucking working every fucking day. I'm not bitching like the rest of these cocksuckers out there. These motherfuckers are bitching like, I got to go to work. Motherfucker, be happy you got a fucking job. Be happy you're getting fucking paid. Because that's what I got to say to America. On the real. On the real. Now, this is the truest part of the Tiny Pee-Pee Brigade podcast we've ever fucking had. If you're an essential fucking worker out there and you're still getting paid, be motherfucking happy you're getting a paycheck. Because at least you're getting fucking paid. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there not getting paid right now that wish they were at fucking work. And true that. Am I right, Brad?
Stay safe while you're at work. Do what you can to protect yourself. Wash your hands.
Yeah, stay safe. You know what? If you're not washing your fucking hands before you fucking eat, you're a dumb motherfucker anyway. Like, what the fuck?
On a real note, make sure do everything you can to protect yourself, because if you are deemed an essential employee and you have to be at work throughout this,
I'm not gonna go into specifics about what either one of us do, but we're both deemed essential employees. We both have to go to work. Both of us. And that is real. And we're doing everything we can to stay safe. And everybody else stay safe and be healthy. But if you're so fucking stupid you go to a fucking gas pump and you don't wash your hands when you get home, then you're a dumb motherfucker. Like, if I went to a gas pump in regular fucking times, I would wash my hands when I got home. Like, let's not be stupid about this. Let's use some common sense. Let's be fucking smart. It is what it is. We'll get through this. We're a fucking strong nation. We are the greatest fucking nation on earth as far as I can figure. Anybody listening to any other nation? I'm sure your nation is great. I know we got worldwide viewers that view the Pony Pee Pee Brigade. And I love you all. Everybody around the world, whether you're from India, whether you're from China, whether you're from Russia, whether you're from England, I know we've got listeners in all those different places. I understand that. I know we got listeners in Saudi Arabia. I know we got listeners in Iraq. I know we got listeners in Afghanistan.
I think you've actually named off more countries than we actually have listeners.
No, we do, Bradley. Have you not looked into this shit? Because we do. We got listeners all over the fucking world. The Tiny Pee Pee Brigade is a global. Veggie Itch has brought the community together.
I don't think Veggie Itch has anything to do with it. But
Veggie Itch.
Yeah. All over the
world. Wi-Fi transition. Don't get her bitching. Just pick up some veggie itch. I mean,
all right. I think I'm gonna cut us off on that note. Just make sure everybody stays safe. You know, you gotta
everybody
go to work.
Stay safe. Anybody tells me to stay safe, I'm gonna kick them in the nuts, because you can stay safe no matter what's going on in your life. You should always stay safe. COVID-19 is no excuse to stay safe. Stay safe anyway. Fuck you guys. I love you. Good night.
All right. Y'all take it easy. We'll see you next week. As soon as I figure out how to stop the recording.
I hate you so much.